106.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KBOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 12th of October. 63 degrees on our way to 76 windy degrees here today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KBOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lisa Fuller, and to talk about the Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout, which is just over a week away. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys today?
We're doing all right here so far. So obviously you're looking forward to activities within the next week and a half. What has you really excited about what's coming up here next Saturday?
Oh, this is always just exciting for us. We have a great time with this, and I'm always excited when I kind of take a peek at the weather, and I did that just this morning just because I'm like, okay, it's time. I can look at the weather now. I don't want to be stressing out about weather, but it doesn't look like the weekend that we've got it scheduled for so far right now looks to be pretty good.
Well, it is a big event, the Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout. There's going to be raffles, silent auction, lunch provided, and a whole lot of shooting going on, too. So let's run down kind of the lineup, Lisa. Let's first talk about the bulk of the activity, which is the shootout itself. How does that work?
Well, we don't do pre-registration. We just have everybody come out to 1955 Road M, which is our farm, and we register that morning. We start about 8 o'clock, and we try to get everybody registered up and try to shoot the first target about 10. How it works is you bring your guns and your shells, and we've got three shooting stations, and one round of shooting is $30. And you can sign up for more if you want to try to improve your scores to win some of our great prizes. We do have a safety meeting. I like to just reiterate that when you're bringing guns, that we want everybody to be thinking safe. And we will have a kids station for kids that are like 11 and under or somewhere in that neighborhood. And we usually set up a little thing so they can try their hand with BB guns. And it's always a good time. When you get there, you'll register. One round of shooting is $30. I said that. And each adult that signs up for a round of shooting will get a ticket. And that ticket will go into the bucket to win a fun gun, I call it. So all you have to do is come out and shoot, and you put your name in the hat for a gun.
Outstanding.
And on the flip side, the kids who come and shoot, because we love kids, they get a chance at a lifetime hunting license that is sponsored by Prairie Land Partners John Deere here in Emporia.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Do participants need to bring their own, their own shells, anything besides
yes.
their own guns? Okay. How many?
Guns, shells, and we provide the clay.
Got it. Okay. How many clays do you have, I guess, for a shooting event like this? How many do you kind of have stored away?
I have a pallet of clays, just in case we need them. So it's a lot of clays. We usually shoot about a half to three quarters, depending on our participants and how many we end up shooting out. And we know at least a couple of our stations, and sometimes they break when they fly out of the throwers. So, but we know pretty much the two of the stations will go through one round in one station will go through 25 clays, and the other one will go through 24 clays.
The
and then the knockout is always, don't know. We can go on for a long time.
Yeah, we could. Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout, October 21st at 1955 Road M in Emporia. Registration starts at 8 o'clock next Saturday morning, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. Let's talk about the proceeds, Lisa. What's this all for?
So the proceeds, we do, they benefit local youth activities, 4-H. The big thing we do is twice a year in the spring show that's named in his honor, we give away some prizes to our Lyon County 4-H'ers who come out and they show their animals. And if they just come out and show, they go home with a prize. And then at the fair, we give away 8 belt buckles in the senior livestock showmanship competition in the 4 categories. So we give away a grand and a reserve buckle in each of the 4 beef, sheep, swine, and meat coat. And those buckles bear his name, and that was just because our family was really big in 4-H. That was why we chose 4-H. And over the years, in addition to the buckles, we've raised enough money that now we've started giving out scholarships. This year, I'm probably gonna give out about 8 scholarships this year, and those are $500 scholarships.
Outstanding. I apologize. I had a little bit of an issue there. Wanted to ask you, Lisa, when it comes to the scholarship side of things, do you have kids who have received scholarships in the recent past come up to you and other family members and kind of give you some feedback and some background as to how they've done thanks to those scholarships?
Yes. And these kids are kids that are generally coming back to the county fair and the spring shows, and they're giving back to 4-H. These kids are either livestock kids. I've given to the shooting sports kids, even kids that aren't even in livestock I've given scholarships to. But I used to keep track of them, and I know kind of what they're doing, and it makes me feel good when they come back and I see them, they speak to me. And it's great.
You have a ton of prizes, too many for us to list here.
Yeah.
But how can those prizes be accessed? Do you have other than the shootout, do you have raffles and silent auction, all that stuff, huh?
We do. We're going to give away a total of 5 guns. Two of them will go to our adult champion, and the other one will go to our youth champion. Adult champion's going to get a really nice over and under 12 gauge shotgun sponsored by CK Outfitters out of Osage City. And our youth champion is going to get a Savage Axis 243 rifle with a scope. And that's sponsored by Front Runner Outdoors, Dalton Meyer here in Emporia, Kansas. And then there'll be great prizes for second and third. But then in addition to that, we always have to have stuff going on throughout the day. So we'll have a couple of different ways to win a gun. We'll have a deck of cards game. You buy a $20 card, and whoever's card is drawn at the end will receive a Henry Golden Boy 22 rifle. Really nice gun. And then on our silent auction, we'll have papers out there with a little, you'll be signing up to win a ticket. And we're only going to have 11 tickets. So it's a 1 in 11 chance, so you'll sign up all throughout the silent auction for an Armalite, an Anderson Arms Armalite AR-15, and it's outfitted with a Leupold scope. So that's a great chance to win those 2 prizes. And then the gun that they'll also, all the adult shooters have a chance to win the gun just for signing up for a round. And then just a numerous amount of prizes. We've got baskets for kids. We've got kids' adult baskets. I know I'm going to have some really neat tool baskets with some Milwaukee tools in them. Ladies' baskets. Beef baskets. I've got some beef baskets that'll be coming, beef and pork. And then I have one. I just got word that I'll have a quarter of a beef out on the silent auction for people to bid on. Coolers. Zoo membership.
Yeah, you got a lot of stuff there.
There's
lots and lots.
Something for everyone.
So will you have any pulled pork out there?
Yes. Yep. We're going to have a pulled pork meal with cowboy beans, chips, and drinks. And every shooter that signs up to shoot around, youth, adults, they get their meal on us. And then it's just a $5 donation for your pulled pork meal. And obviously all those proceeds go right back in. And that way we can continue to give scholarships and trophy belt buckles. And we have branched out. I'm not just kind of focused solely on 4-H. I also have been giving to area FFA programs, and also some of our high school area teams have shooting sports programs. So I try to funnel some money out to just a variety of places.
Well, it's a great event for a great cause in memory of a great guy, Gary Fuller. The Memorial Shootout happening Saturday, October 21st, 1955 Road M Emporia. And again, registration starts at 8 a.m. Lisa, thanks so much for your time here this morning.
Thanks, Lisa.
Guys, I appreciate all you do. You have a great day and looking forward to a great weekend. 10 days away, and it's our sixth annual.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Yep, have a good day, guys.
Yeah, Lisa.
Thanks.
Fuller. Yeah, the Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout a week from Saturday, Chuck.
All right, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, we still have Monday, Tuesday, Thursday next week. Oops.